for a great number of years. And the last 3 years that we were on Oak Hill Channel 4 at Oak Hill, at WOAY TV, I had a little girl to write in, or her family did rather, and she was a retarded child. And they sent me a little picture charm of this youngster and said, Elnor said, we'd like for you and Rex to remember our little girl in prayer. She's mentally retarded. And you know, that touched my heart. And I thought, now there must be multitudes of people out there that would like to get in touch with me and Rex some way or somehow. And I thought, now Elnor, old gal, if you live here long enough, if the Lord tarries and you get to live to see a ripe old age, this would be a good time to find out how many good friends you got out there, you know? So I asked the folks on our TV program, the listeners, I said, now, if you would, since we got this one little picture charm, if you have some youngsters and you've got pictures of them on the little charms, I'd love to collect them. I'm going to start collecting them. Of course, I didn't think that it was going to amount to much, and I figured, well, that was the faith I had, I reckon. I figured I'd get maybe 10 or 15 little picture charms. Well, sir, I've got the bracelet on my arm, and these are all little babies. I love every one of them. They're my family. These are my adopted children. I went by the name of Granny Parker because we do a number of the old rocking chair. Rex sings that one, Rocking Alone in an Old Rocking Chair, and I have to confess something tonight. I didn't bring my folding rocker, and I didn't bring my granny outfit, so we can't work that one out for you. But if the Lord spares us and we're invited back again next year with the help of the good Lord, I'm going to bring that little outfit along, and we're going to enact it for you on the stage. Be on the chorus, sir.
Will you?
Yeah, who will sing for me? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, Rex. Now watch him get back all of a sudden. Don't you dare.
Oft I've sung for my friends when there's coal for my tea. When I reach my journey's end, but tell me who will say for me. Oh, I wonder who will sing for me when I come to the cross by the silent sea. Tell me who will sing for me. And when friends have gathered round and look away, or will they sing one song for me? Oh, I wonder who will sing for me when I come to the cross by the silent sea. Tell me who will sing for me. Until the end, and helpful try to be, ever knowing there'll be some who will sing one song for me.
That just really is something, that's true. I just wonder, after all these many years that me and Rex has been singing for the folks out there, when that time comes for me, I wonder who's going to sing a song for me. Here. I'll let you put that back too, okay?
six.
And let's see, honey. Let's just do that there. We never did do that crown hole.
Let's do it in
Nevada. Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. We're gonna way beyond the blue. Get ready, mother, he's coming after you. Get ready, mother, he's coming after you. Get ready, mother, he's coming after you. We're gonna way beyond the blue. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. We go away beyond the blue.
Lights in the valley, I'll shine the sun. Look away beyond the blue.
All right. You gonna use the dobro? You gonna use the dobro? One, all right. We're going to feature a number on the dobro, and then I think maybe we're going to let you folks kind of maybe travel on the way home. I imagine folks are getting a little tired. We don't want to wear ourselves out, or you either, but he's got the old dobro over there. Rex is an all-around musician. He plays just about anything that can put his hands on, them that's got strings and them that ain't got strings. We had a string to break on us two times, once at the workshop and one at the music session that they had today, but he went right on a picking just the same. And we've got an old-time number here. This one I had thought all the time by Roy Acuff singing it so much on the Grand Ole Opry that possibly he was the writer of it. But we got a book on some old-time country songs and the old gospel songs. And there was a Reverend Guy Smith that had written this number. And it was I believe he wrote it back in the early 30s. And, of course, Roy Acuff got a hold of the song, and he recorded. And I think that maybe he even mentioned one time on the Opry some years back that this was a number that kind of put him right where he is today. He said this was an old standby for him. And we had heard the comments on the song itself. The gentleman that had written the song, probably he's dead by now. I don't know. He was an old fella. He was a black man. And from what we had understood, this is just hearsay. We don't know it for a fact. But he had never got anything out of the song. And I just wondered how much royalties these other people have received when they recorded this particular number. And I suppose it's become public domain by now. I don't know. But you'll recognize it shortly, and I'm sure that with the help of the good Lord and what the talent Rex has got, he'll be able to sing it for you and do justice by it. It's one entitled, The Great Speckled Bird. Find no Thank you, people. Bless your dear heart. All righty. Well, I was going to do something else, but you want me to do what we wrote? Any special one?
Whichever one comes in your mind.
Oh, yeah, let's see.
Sing your favorite.
Come on, will you help us? Lorraine, are you there? Come up here. You have been hidden. Get up here, girl. Now, just for that, I'm going to sing two songs. Come up here. Come on. How did you get away from me like that? Yeah, she's hiding. I'll go back out there and get that loaf of bread I brought to you. It's gone now, though, ain't it? Come on, honey. You get up here.
You play the mandolin, don't you?
Yeah, get the mandolin. She's also been to our home. We enjoyed having her. Now, this is a number that, it's not a gospel song, but it's a love song. This is a number that I had written. You'd have to hear the story behind it to know why it was written. So it takes too long to tell it. Maybe some other time I'll be able to. But it's a song that I had written for Rex many years ago after we were married, just before our first daughter was born. And it's a number entitled, I Love Roses. Rose is my favorite flower, the pretty bright red one. So this is a song, Will There Be Red Roses on My Grave? It sounds kind of gloomy, don't it? But really, it's a pretty song.
Right,
you sing with the sun. Yeah.
Will there be red roses on my grave? Will there be red roses that you gave? They're the symbol of true love, and I swear by stars above, I want nothing but red roses on my grave. Darling, will you often think of me? Or will you be lonely as can be? Will your heart be filled with pain? 'Cause I can't return again.
Thank you. I think that's about the second time you ever tried to sing that with us, didn't honey? But anyhow, she does a beautiful job. She's got a lovely voice. And we're going to ask her to sing one now, and I'm going to try to help her on the course of it. Do you remember that Deep Blue Sea? What was that we sang over your place? That's the one I want. Yeah. Lonesome Day. That's it. But it really hasn't been a lonesome day. Not for me. What did you do that in, honey?
I play mandol.
And it's awfully pretty, honey.
Yeah,
I really love to hear her sing.
That was kind of high for her.
Yeah, a little high, but she got it, didn't she?
Yeah,
she sure did. She's a good trooper, that's for sure. She was on our broadcast one Sunday here. It's been what, about 2 or 3 months ago, Lorraine, when you were up our way?
About two months,
I guess, wasn't it, honey? And we had a young man. We stopped at his home. We went to Blacksburg, Virginia first, took her and Paul, and we went down to visit music shop down there to see if we could find her. Was it a mandola that you were looking for?
Mandola.
And the gentleman had some, I think, or didn't have what she wanted, but we came back by and stopped to visit a friend of ours that played music with me and Rex. In fact, he was our comedian. We called him the long, tall drink of water, and he was just like an old string bean, Lefty Weatherly. And he hadn't been with us for years. Well, it'd been what? About 25 years, I guess, hadn't he? He hadn't been with us on the radio, and he'd been promising all the time he's going to visit with us one Sunday. So we stopped by his house on Saturday night, the night that Lorraine was with us, and she started singing for him, and he just fell in love with that voice, and he told his wife, he says, I'm going to the broadcast tomorrow morning. That was the first time he'd been on the program with me and Rex since we were converted, and that's been about 20-some years. And I had to tell her today, or yesterday when we talked to her, that we had the sad report, because she said, be sure and tell Lefty that I said hello. He said, it's because that young lady's voice that I'm going to be on the broadcast with you. And he was there, and we got it on a tape, and I wouldn't take nothing for the tape because it means much to me. But about 3 weeks after he was on the program, his oldest son was drowned in the river down at New River below Glen Lynn, Virginia. And it was a real sad occasion for us. And I said, I just wondered about that now, if that would have a bearing on his life or not. But he had three boys is all they had, and the oldest boy. And he'd taken those young'uns down to the river fishing with him ever since they were just little tiny tots. And we just never could understand why that young man, 22 years old, just walked out into the water. He was fishing with his brothers and a cousin. They said he just waded out into the water, and an undercurrent in swift water just carried him on down, and they found his body some several miles down the river. And it was really sad, but we were so happy to have Lorraine with us that Sunday. And if we never get Lefty back again, honey, we got him that one time, and it was because of your singing, that's for sure. Now, I want to tell you people again, I know it's getting late, you probably want to get home, you got work to do tomorrow, and we have to travel back to our home. It's exactly 220 miles from our home to Paul Reister's place. That's where we headed for yesterday. He is way back in the country, ain't he?
Who's that?
Paul Reister, the boy we went out to visit. I'm telling you what's a fact. I thought I lived fur back in the hills. We live so fur back you break daylight with a crowbar. But boy, he's something else. Ain't no kidding about that. But we had a good time. We've enjoyed our visit. And I hope that you people will have us to come back with you again some other time. Maybe we can come back and stay a little longer the next time. I'd pull off your coat, stay a little longer. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. I just had to put that in there for good measure. But anyway, you've been a wonderful audience. We love you. May God bless you. And I think the boys are going to do a little picking down at the room after a while. If you want to join us, come on. I don't know whether the porch will hold you or not, but if you can't, you need to hang out there on a fence post or stand out in the yard somewhere. But in the meantime, we just want to say to all of you, good night, God bless you. And if we never meet you in this life, be ready to meet the Lord so we can meet you in the life to come. Okay, let's all have a nice forever together. God bless everyone. You've been wonderful.
Please think it over before you have to go.
Tonight, I'm about to forget it. We have some little tiny records. They're very tiny. We got.